With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some families of Americans missing or taken hostage by Hamas in Israel want the American and Israeli governments to secure their release.
At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Nahar Netta says he was on the phone with his 66-year-old mother, Adrian, who's originally from California, when Hamas attacked Saturday and the line cut off.
The optimistic scenario is that she's held hostage in Gaza and not dead.
Rachel Goldberg says her 23-year-old son, who was born in the U.S., was at the music festival when the attack happened. He called her from a bomb shelter.
They were throwing grenades in, shooting machine guns, and we know that Hirsch's arm from the elbow down was severed.
Goldberg says witnesses saw him taken away by Hamas. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden reacted to the attack on Israel, saying the U.S. has added to its military presence in the eastern Mediterranean in an effort to prevent the war from becoming a more dangerous regional conflict.
Let me say again to any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of this situation, I have one word. Don't. Our hearts may be broken, but our resolve is clear.
The House Republican majority continues to work, finding a new Speaker of the House after having ousted Kevin McCarthy a week ago. There's no endgame in sight. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. Coast Guard has recovered more debris and presumed human remains from the Titan submersible that imploded in June. According to the Coast Guard headquarters, officials discovered more evidence on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean last week. The debris and human remains were retrieved and are now being examined at a U.S. port. This is SRN News. Bad news for two Oklahoma Methodist churches.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on which poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nones, N-O-N-E-S. Half of them say they are atheist or agnostic. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. They span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. This is SRN News. Three Federal Reserve officials are hinting about the next step on interest rates. Ed Donahue reports.
Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Olympic legend Mary Lou Retton is fighting for her life in the ICU at a Texas hospital as she battles a rare form of pneumonia. More details at srnnews.com.